Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, January 28th, 2013. Hope you had a great weekend. My thanks to the good people at Tucson Wildlife Rescue for including my wife and me at the gala event Saturday night at Tucson's Rocky Mountain Oyster Club. Strongly urge all the friends of the Buckmaster Show to go to our website, buckmastershow.com, and click on the link to Tucson Wildlife Rescue. They provide a fantastic service to our community and the wildlife that share our environment. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere, as we post it to my website, we post it to the TucsonCitizen.com, TucsonSentinel.com also has it, and links on the Green Valley and Saharita Sun website and blog for Arizona as well. We'll get things rolling this Monday afternoon with our Monday political face-off featuring commentators Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. 30 minutes past the hour, our CEO interview series presented by Trio spotlights Karen Malowski, CEO of the Hospital Division of the University of Arizona Health Network. Then we'll close out the show with one of the nation's leading experts on arthritis. Dr. Esther Sternberg is the Director of Research at the University of Arizona Bay Center for Integrative Medicine. We encourage you to be part of the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can send us a question on Facebook. Every Monday here on the show, we kick things off with our Monday political face-off featuring one of our two teams of commentators, each believing they are the A-team. And this week, it's Bruce Ash to my right here in the studio, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is to my left. He is the vice chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Paul and Bruce, how are you gentlemen on this somewhat rainy afternoon?
Nice.
Showery afternoon.
It's always good to have rain in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It was pouring on the east side.
It was. Did you have a nice trip to Charlotte?
It was a dandy trip. A little cold back there as well, but lots of work got accomplished. It was a good trip.
That was the Republican National Committee meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, which made some news on the New York Times. Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana offered a blunt warning to Bruce Ash and Bruce's colleagues there in Charlotte by saying, quote, "We've got to stop being the stupid party."
I've been saying that for years. We are the stupid party. And you know, the theme that we have going out of this meeting is renew, grow, and win. And it is about changing our message, not the core principles we believe in, but rather than talking about our principles all the time, actually demonstrating to voters how conservative Republican principles will mean a better life for all Americans. And it was an amazing meeting. I have never seen a greater amount of new people, new members, probably just over 30% new members, loads of younger members bringing from all over the country a much different kind of a viewpoint. Very, very activist group, very active group overall, and great diversity in terms of the people who attended.
And that kind of breaks some of the stereotypes, doesn't it?
Well, the press is very good at the stereotypes, and the president, unfortunately, you know, has declared war on Republicans at this time, and I think that would be a real mistake for him, because no government in our world has done very well without opposition to it.
Go ahead, Bruce. I mean, Paul Eckerstrom.
You know, what struck me was I heard the reports coming out about how they wanted to change their message and be inclusive and bring more people in.
Rebranding.
And that's all fine and good, except you do have to make some changes in policies if you're going to actually draw people to you that don't agree with you. And I've always grown up with the Republican Party that was stood for, you know, good business sense, fiscal conservatism, which I kind of get attracted to that message myself at times. But what they've done in recent years is alienate a whole bunch of people on things like the gay marriage issue or the pro-life issue, or they've alienated a whole slew of people on the rhetoric and the policies on immigration, for example. And that, it's one thing to say to the Hispanic community that we want you in our party and we'll be inclusive, and it's another thing to say, but we're going to be really, really harsh on immigration issues, and we're going to talk about them in a way that's frankly racist. And I think if they don't
stop it, Paul,
if they don't make those changes,
don't use the R word. That is unfair of you to use, and you know it. Every time there's a policy you don't believe in, it becomes we're racist, we're bigots, we're homophobes, whatever the point is you're trying to make. It's a bad point, Paul.
Just listen to the language coming from your leadership on that issue, and that's the problem. If they don't change that their policies on some of these issues, they are so far to the right at the mainstream of the country that they're going to go the way of the Whig Party and no longer be a party.
Now, we'll go the way
of the
Whig Party.
If we agree. If I can talk, Bruce.
Okay. Well, you are saying some of the most outrageous things, Paul Eckerstrom.
If the Republican Party gets back to just being...
You mean agreeing with Democrats?
No. Get back towards their core principles, much more right of center than super right.
Okay,
they would have a chance of being a good opposition party, which I agree with Bruce.
Go ahead, Bruce.
There needs to be two strong parties.
Bruce Ash, respond to that.
Well, Paul, it may surprise you, but Republicans are talking about a common sense immigration plan at this time, and one that doesn't necessarily confer citizenship on people who are here illegally, but a policy that gives regularization to immigrants who have come here with their parents as small children, immigrants who are already here illegally, giving them an opportunity to be able to work in the open marketplace and provide also, and I think even more importantly, for new legal immigration. The Republican Party has always been about legal immigration. And the message going forward is we want to cooperate with colleges and universities to make sure that there are trained professionals. We want to make sure that we're cooperating with Wall Street and Main Street to bring skilled and unskilled laborers here to this country to do great work here in America. Right now, Paul, in Arizona, there's 8,000 mining jobs that go unfilled. Good jobs that we can't fill with people who are here. And those examples are all over the country.
Well, I will say on immigration, I was heartened to see that our two senators from here, Jeff Flake and John McCain, were part of a coalition.
Bipartisan group
that came out with, it looks like a bill they're announcing today that basically helps legalize the people that are already here, create a path for legalization for them so that they can come out of the shadows, and then also create a worker program, which I think is been needed. The only problem is I think the Republicans are still going to have problems within their own group and their own caucuses. For example, Steve Smith at the state legislature has just come out with a bill that he wants to make sure that all hospital workers turn in people who they have to ask them if they're seeking medical help. Ask them if they're here legally, and if they can't prove that, they're supposed to report them to the immigration department.
He was here on the program Friday,
and that would kill
Bruce,
the hospitals.
That's not going anywhere.
That's not going anywhere, and you know what, Paul? It's just
He made headlines with it, Bruce. That's your problem with your party.
But those aren't the sort of headlines that I'm focusing on and party leaders are focusing on.
Well, I hope you're right, because I'd like to see the Republican Party come around on that issue and we can get something actually accomplished.
But Paul brings up, Bruce, your party, the GOP, may go the way of the Whig Party. You do have a rebranding going on. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, let me first just reply to the Whig thing. Republicans will go the way of the Whigs if we resemble watered down Democrats. because there should be a viable alternative party in this country. And Republicans, I feel, ought to be leading the country, but we need to earn our way back into leadership. And we haven't done a very good job. If we continue to saying things the way we've been saying them for the last several years, we're not going to win a national election. The next 4 years for the Republican Party are all about changing our message, making sure that we are promoting hope and opportunity to Americans and relating conservative values that we believe in to problems that voters have and need to be overcome. Immigration is one of them. And frankly, we've been, I think as a country, because we are a generous country, we've been far too hung up on all this business with conferring citizenship. Regularize the folks who are here. It's not amnesty. It simply deals with the reality. Nobody can even conceive of how we might deport 10 or 11 or 3 million or 100,000 people from this country, for that matter. It's physically and it's politically impossible to even begin to consider. So these are the things that we need to be working on as a party to convey our message better.
And I think there is a real opportunity for the country to get immigration reform this year because of that. And I think the Republicans realize, with the growing Hispanic population, that is a demographic that they can't just throw away. And because of that, I think they will stay viable as a party, because they got to move more to the center than what they've been in the past to stay viable. And if they don't, then the Democrats are going to keep winning elections, and they will have to reconfigure as a different party, I think.
I don't know if you've noticed it, Paul, but when you look at America, probably 80% of it is red. When you look at all the elections we win, and somehow there's a dichotomy when it comes to the presidential election, these last two presidential elections.
Because the Republicans did fairly well in the state legislatures this last election.
You bet. All across the
governorships,
country. Governorships. You know, and even in Congress, despite some of our missteps in the U.S. Senate.
Well, but in Congress, remember, more people voted for Democrats for Congress than Republicans. And the reason the Republicans hold a majority is because of the gerrymandered districts from the 2010 election. And the Republicans have an advantage because of that. And so I disagree. I think
you mean
the Republicans,
like the gerrymandered districts here in Arizona that favor Democrats?
I'm talking about nationally, Bruce. God, and what I'm telling you is that if the Republican Party doesn't move back to its core base value of they're the business, fiscally conservative party, and get away from a lot of the social issues that they keep going off on, then they're going to have trouble winning elections in the future.
12:17 on the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom are with me. We'll go to Dan on the Buckmaster Show, and we come back after this break on the Monday Political Face-Off.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life.
Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scenes tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe. They're over at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Basically, if it's a framing need, these folks can take care of it. Paul Eckerstrom is with me and Bruce Ash. It's our Monday Political Face-Off. Dan has been waiting on the Buckmaster Show live line, so let's see if we can go to Dan. Dan is up next.
Thank you, Bill, for your wonderful show. Appreciate your local comment.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, concerning this immigration thing that we're hammering on constantly, why don't our politicians ever acknowledge that our country is so benevolent that we allow almost a million and a half legal immigrants into this country every year, which is more than the total of the rest of the countries in the world combined? And in addition to that, we still allow, what is it, up to 20 million illegals to be here. And if you try to do something going into Mexico illegally or the smallest crime in Mexico, you're thrown into prison without any charge for years. And we're comparing that to how we treat our illegals here. Would your guest please comment on those things, please?
Thank you, Dan. Go ahead. Who wants to go up first?
Well,
Paul?
I'll jump in.
Okay.
The issue is, there's people who want to come to the United States because it's the land of opportunity. And we have to have a rational understanding of that in our policies on dealing with immigration, which we don't really have right now. And we don't have to confer citizenship on everybody that comes here to work. I think Bruce and I agree that we need a well thought out worker program. But the people that are already here that have laid down roots, 11 million people, to get them out of the shadows of kind of a sub-economy and a underground existence. We need to get them into a legal status, whether and I think the legal status that's coming out of this bipartisan group seems to be a good course to go, where they pay a fine, they do some any back taxes, and then they are given a probationary worker permit type of situation, where they eventually could end up with a permanent worker situation if the government declares that the border is now secure. And then after that, they would have a long road to even become a citizen if they chose to do that. So I think that's actually a good compromise to do it that way, so we don't have these 11 million people here living in a shadow society, underground economy.
Bruce Ash, your comment for Dan about how benevolent this country is.
Well, we are a welcoming country, and we've been a welcoming country despite some spurts of not being so friendly in the early 1900s and some periods in the 19th century. If immigration reform is about developing a new voter bloc for either party, it's the wrong reason to do it, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. This ought to be about doing the right thing. Paul and Bill, when historians look back 100 years from now, and they look back upon the immigration problems we had in the late 20th century and early 21st century, they will say that this was Americans' second wave of slavery. Because that's, in fact, what we've done through the benign neglect of our government, by looking the other way, by allowing employers to exploit labor in this country. This really is a nation filled with second-class individuals, and it's something that we have to correct. And it really is, it's about liberty, and it's about justice as much as it is about fixing the workplace. We have to be about legal immigration. We are a country of laws, and we understand, you know, what that means for all of us in our daily activities. We have to do something that is going to bring these folks out of the shadows and really help grow our entire economy and create better lives for all of them. The American dream is for everybody to own a home and for their kids to be in a better place than they were. There's no reason why that can't happen.
And I have to say, if Bruce and I were making the legislation and actually had the power to pass it, we'd come up with something similar to what we've been talking about. I think what's been the roadblock, and George W. Bush was proposing similar things back in his as president, supportive of it. But what happened was there was a block of Republicans in the Republican Party that were too extreme on this and blocked it. And I think because of this last election and the Hispanic vote in this last election, I think Republicans are coming around and saying, well, we have to get on board with this so we have a rational immigration policy and we can move on beyond that issue to other issues that they care about. And I think this is a rare opportunity for us to get real immigration reform in the next year.
But, Bruce, you do not think it's going to move very far.
I don't.
This bipartisan group.
I don't. And actually, one of the greatest forces against progress on this will be the American labor movement, who has steadfastly opposed immigration reform because of what it means to the workforce and their position within the free markets that we have. And I presented a proposal to the RNC last week, and frankly, the only opposition I had to it was really from labor. Republicans need to work, I think, in new coalitions that we haven't necessarily done so in the past. We've unfortunately had to carry the water for ourselves because we haven't been very smart in terms of who we work with to get certain things passed. And this really is something that Democrats and Republicans, if this is going to happen, they have to work with the American labor movement to make sure that they're not threatened by this.
And I think there's certain aspects of the labor movement may be threatened. But generally, by and large, is my understanding, is most of the labor movement in this country, most of the labor unions, are supportive of some sort of legalization and worker program, because right now their workers are competing with people that get sub wages in this underground economy. When if they were in a legal setting, they couldn't be exploited like that, and everybody's wages would rise.
Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash, thank you both very much. Hope you have a very good day.
Thanks a lot.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Check out Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. They can take care of all of your custom-framed mirror needs, art on the walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe makes house calls. He'll come out, take care of all of the measurements, and then they'll go back, do the frame, come out, and hang it for you. So let's give Moe some support. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Thanks again to Bruce and Paul. We'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The White House is calling it a positive development. Spokesman Jay Carney says the immigration reform plan that's being presented at this hour by a bipartisan group of senators includes the principles that President Obama believes must be included. But he won't say if the president will sign the legislation that ultimately emerges. President Obama's looking for help from police chiefs and sheriffs as he tries to get Congress to pass tough new gun legislation. At a meeting at the White House with police chiefs, Mr. Obama said it's not just the high-profile mass shootings that are of concern, but also what happens every day on the streets of American cities. The first soldier to survive after losing all four limbs in the Iraq War has received a double arm transplant. His father says Brendan Morocco had the operation last month in Baltimore. The doctor who led the surgery says it'll be more than a year before they know how fully Morocco will recover. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated. TRIO offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of 61 companies in the Tucson area, representing more than 17,000 jobs with a $2.4 billion economic impact. For more information, we encourage you to visit TRIO, that's TRIOAZ.org. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line, Karen Malowski, CEO of the Hospital Division of the University of Arizona Health Network, where she oversees both UA Medical Center University Campus and the UA Medical South Campus, as well as dozens of affiliated clinics and physicians' offices. She previously served as Vice President of Oncology Services for University Medical Center in Tucson and spent more than 13 years at Ohio State University Medical Center. Karen is a member of TRIO's Chairman's Circle. She is also active in supporting University of Arizona Health Network's participation in community events like El Tour de Tucson and the upcoming Tucson Book Festival. Hey, Karen, how are you today?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this rebranding, UMC, now University of Arizona Medical Center, University Campus, and what we used to call UPH, or Keno Hospital, is now University of Arizona Medical Center South Campus. Talk a little bit about the rebranding.
Well, sure. The reason for the change in adding the University of Arizona is to just make it clear to the community our relationship and our affiliation with our university. Our medical center exists to support and advance the mission of the College of Medicine for the University of Arizona. So having University of Arizona as part of our name, I think, will help message that. And then we wanted to make sure that both of our campuses were recognized as being part of that system. So the traditional UMC is now our university campus, and the former Keno facility is referred to as South Campus, and just trying to indicate that, you know, we have the same physicians. You know, our emergency medicine physicians at university campus are the part of the same department at South.
So and there's some new leadership as well, I understand, a new president and CEO?
Yes, it's terrific. Actually, just today, Dr. Mike Waldron has joined us as our president and CEO of our University of Arizona Health Network, which includes not only the hospital divisions I was talking about, but also our health plans and our faculty practice.
Talk a little bit about the transformation about what used to be called the old Keno Hospital into the University of Arizona Medical Center South Campus. That hospital is very busy, I understand, and you have all those new buildings going in down there. Talk a little bit about South Campus.
Well, one of the great things about South Campus is that we are there in partnership with Pima County, and we've been able to expand the emergency services provided there. The Behavioral Health Pavilion opened as well. I think it's been a little more than a year now. Both terrific new facilities, and we've been able to continue to expand on the services provided there, bringing surgeons and other physicians from across our system to the South Campus and really have grown the activities there. Our behavioral health units are typically full, and we're expanding the number of operating rooms used on a routine basis. So it's a vibrant spot. If you haven't been there recently, you will be surprised and you won't recognize the environment. It's bustling.
Karen Milowski is with us. This is our CEO interview series presented by TRIO. And Karen, as you know, the hospital executives and the hospital association have been all over the news on the front page. The hospital executives like yourself pretty much rallying behind Governor Jan Brewer to expand the state's Medicaid program. Discuss why this is so important.
Well, first, I want to take the opportunity to say thank you to the governor. The healthcare leadership is so appreciative of her support. It is so important because of what we've watched happen here over the last year or so in terms of the numbers of patients that have gone really from a no-pay category, if you will, and the impact of those patients on our systems. And I'm sure you saw the paper recently where I think it was Carondelet was headlined, but the other hospital systems spoke about what was happening in our community and the strain on our emergency departments and just plain the strain on our systems of all of the uncompensated care in our community. And what this Medicaid expansion does is it will bring dollars back to us to help support that population. And I can't say enough about how critical it is for all of our future.
Yes, this is being called, it's not really a tax, it's more like, I guess, a fee. Is that the way you're characterizing it, Karen?
The way that this expansion would be paid for is unclear. You know, none of this is finalized, so I want to be careful to be clear about that. But the discussion is about a provider tax, which would be paid for by the healthcare providers. So I don't. Your question was whether it's a tax.
Whether it's a tax or a fee, I mean, it would be paid for by the hospital provider. And the bottom line is, Karen, as you well know, it's a very tough economic environment for our Arizona hospitals right now. What kind of outlook do you see for health care this year?
Well, I think that it's very dependent on what happens in our legislature. Without this Medicaid expansion, I think it's pretty bleak. The steps we'll have to take, what's necessary for us to stay in the market to not lose additional providers is a little scary, quite frankly. To give you a sense of the dollars we're talking about, it's we've tripled the amount of uncompensated care that we're caring for here at our medical center, and I know that number is not far off what's happening across the state. And I talked to my colleagues here in Tucson, and I know they're experiencing the same challenges. It's millions of dollars. Without some resources that have come back to us through the safety net care pool, you would not have seen positive margins for University Medical Center this last year. And I would tell you, with the Medicaid expansion not happening, we will be in that position again.
Karen Milowski is with us. This is our CEO interview series presented by TRIO on the Buckmaster Show. Every 3 weeks, we bring together a different CEO from our community to talk a little bit about their area. We're talking about healthcare today. And I do want to talk a little bit about the good news with the Diamond Children's at the University of Arizona Medical Center. It's wonderful to be driving by there at night, see it all lit up, because for years, as you know, Karen, this community really had no pediatric hospital.
Well, it is a beautiful facility on the inside as well as on the outside. And I'm so proud of the work that Dr. Gashan has done to bring the number of specialists to our community to provide care to the children of Southern Arizona. I wanted to share with you that we have a gala coming up this Saturday night, February 3rd, at Star Pass. It's called Wish Upon a Star, and we'll be honoring Jim Click for his generous support. And there are tickets that are still available because, as most folks know, children's hospitals are very expensive, and we need the community's support to to provide that care. But the Diamond Children's Medical Center, in partnership with the Steele Foundation, really have done a great job of bringing new specialties and great care to Southern Arizona.
And if folks are interested in tickets, the number is 694-1196, 694-1196. Going to be a great evening Wish Upon a Star Gala at Star Pass. That's upcoming on February 3rd. It's going to be a wonderful evening. Jim Click will be the honored guest there. Karen Miloski, thank you very much. Good luck with 2013 in the very important healthcare field. Thanks, Karen.
Appreciate it.
Karen Miloski, CEO of the Hospital Division of the University of Arizona Health Network, and she has been our guest today on the CEO interview series presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated. For more information about TRIO, visit TRIO, that's TRIOAZ.org.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, where historic downtown Silver City will be awash in gourmet chocolate. And Rosemary Brandt, my producer, I can see every time I read this spot, she is ready. Saturday, February 9th, Chocolate Fantasia featuring 24 purveyors of the sweet stuff. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, including the numerous fine places to stay, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Manzano's RV Park, Lake Roberts Motel. Visit their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, a record number of people attended the 11th annual Living Healthy with Arthritis Conference over the weekend at the University of Arizona. The keynote speaker was Dr. Esther Sternberg, Director of Research for the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Sternberg is the author of Healing Spaces, The Science of Place and Well-Being. In addition, Dr. Sternberg is a professor of medicine at the UA College of Medicine, a board-certified rheumatologist, member of the UA Arthritis Center Advisory Board, and director of the Institute of Place and Well-Being at the UA College of Architecture and Landscape Architecture. Dr. Sternberg joins us now on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Dr. Sternberg, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it must have been very gratifying to see so many people at the event, huh?
Well, it was gratifying, but the most gratifying thing was the tremendous interest that the audience displayed, and we had a great interaction, lots of terrific questions, and it's very rewarding to know that I can help people in that way.
What was your bottom line message to the audience?
Well, I'd say the bottom line is hope that no matter where you are in your illness or in wellness, integrative interventions can help you feel better, and that gives you hope. And the most important thing from the point of view of the science is the reason that scientists and physicians and academic physicians and practicing physicians alike are now accepting these integrative mind-body interventions as an important tool for prevention and wellness is that we understand how they work in scientific terms.
Give us some of the best ways, Dr. Sternberg, to avoid developing arthritis depending on, well, really at any age, what are some of the things that we can do?
Well, before I can answer that question, you need to know that arthritis has, there are many, many different causes for arthritis. So arthritis is not just one disease. And so it's important to see a rheumatologist. If you have joint pains, joint swelling, if you have any impaired movement, you're unable to function the way you used to be able to function, you really should see a rheumatologist, an arthritis specialist, to get a diagnosis. It can range from anything from wear and tear arthritis, which is otherwise known as osteoarthritis, to inflammatory arthritis, to which includes rheumatoid arthritis and other forms of inflammation where you see swelling and redness and pain of the joints. So given that there are so many different kinds of arthritis, there isn't one way to prevent it. And many of these forms of arthritis have many, many genes, in fact, many groups of genes on many chromosomes that contribute to a person's susceptibility to getting arthritis. That said, you know, you can't do anything about your genes, but you can do something about environmental factors that might trigger or make worse that arthritis. And the part that I focus on is stress and how stress can help to can make arthritis and other diseases worse and can prevent your body from responding to those great new drugs that have been developed to treat various forms of arthritis. So to the extent that one can identify the stressors in your life, to work with healthcare providers, including integrative healthcare providers and coaches, health coaches, to really help to design your own program of managing and coping with stress and stressful events in your life. So the bottom line of what I talked about in that lecture is that you can't do anything about the bad things that happen in life. Life is stress, stress is life, but you can find ways of coping and making it a little bit easier and removing some of the negative effects of stress on your body.
Your colleague, Dr. Victoria Mazes, is a regular monthly guest here on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Mazes, the executive director of the Center for Integrative Medicine. We're always talking and kind of joking about the Mediterranean diet, something Dr. Mazes feels very strongly about. Is that diet helpful in arthritis
Absolutely, treatment? And I must say that it is really, for me, a thrill to be here, to be research director at the Center for Integrative Medicine, working with Victoria Mazes and Dr. Andrew Weil, and, of course, Eric Gall, the director of the Arthritis Center. So it's really, this is one of the best places in the world to bring all of the knowledge together and apply it to help patients with these conditions. Mediterranean diet, absolutely. It's very helpful. It can help to reduce your tendency to develop obesity or cardiovascular disease, diabetes, through the beneficial effects of components like olive oil and fish oil and the fresh vegetables and fresh food. Part of what I talked about in my lecture on Saturday was my own experience with developing inflammatory arthritis during a period of extreme stress in my life, and then going to Crete, to Greece, with neighbors in Washington, D.C., and healing, and while I was in Greece, healing. And it was much more than just a vacation. It was a sudden aha moment where I changed my life. I realized that what I was doing back home was all wrong. I was running myself into the ground. I wasn't exercising. I was eating hamburgers and cheeseburgers and fries every day. And I was really in bad shape. And just being there in Crete and feeling so much better on what was truly a Mediterranean diet. Mediterranean diet is actually the Greek diet is the closest to the prescriptive Mediterranean diet. And then exercising, swimming in the ocean every day, walking every day, being surrounded by friends and family in the village, listening to music, having time to meditate and contemplate. All of those things really came together and made me realize how if I continued doing those things, having that healthy lifestyle, it would help me heal and maintain wellness. And in fact, it did. And there's tremendous amount of scientific evidence that shows this now, that walking 30 minutes a day, eating a healthy Mediterranean diet, and mindfulness meditation 3 times a week can actually help reverse some of those negative effects of stress on the body. The increased severity and frequency of viral infections, the prolonged wound healing, speeding of chromosomal aging, speeding of cancer growth, all of these things have been shown to be results from chronic stress. And to the extent that you can remove some of that stress, make some of it a little bit less weighty on your body, on your cells. You can help prolong life, reduce pain, and start on your road to wellness.
Dr. Esther Sternberg, a pleasure speaking with you, Director of Research at the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine, Healing Spaces, the Science of Place and Well-Being, available all the usual places, including Amazon. The book is a bestseller and done very well. Dr. Sternberg, thank you very much for your support and coming on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Esther Sternberg with us on The Buckmaster Show. Support for Buckmaster comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. All of our guests here on The Buckmaster Show who come in and join me live in studio are provided with, and they're very happy to get it, a bottle of Culligan water. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We really like Culligan water, and I think the bottom line with Culligan, it just simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, he is the Dean of Local Talk in Tucson. He's been doing it for a quarter of a century. John C. Scott, his show 3 to 5, and then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Our leadoff interview tomorrow with the new chair of the Arizona Corporation Commission, the ACC, the people who set your utility rates. Very important stuff. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.